Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited. Brewers Senior Vice President and General Manager Matt Arnold on the line with us this morning.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the rocket ride.
Morning, Matty.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you?
Oh, we're awesome. So settle this debate Eric and I had this morning. I thought yesterday's game was fantastic and exciting, but I also offer the caveat, not all pitchers' duels are exciting.
But his exact words were, a great game yesterday.
I thought it was a great game.
I said, great? I mean, a signature win, no doubt, but a great seemed like I didn't like that adjective.
We just want everybody on the edge of their seats, you know? No, you know, we'll take a win however we can get it, and the guys played really hard yesterday. We had a little bit of a slow start, but, you know, great to finish strong, and that play from Uribe was awesome and just brought a ton of energy and you know, great slide by Terang at the end of the game, and yeah, it was a great win.
Well, and so you mentioned the play with Uribe. He's on the hill in the eighth inning. Padres lead off with a triple, and being the Brewers fan that I am, I heard that live. I'm listening to the game, and I'm like, well, there you go. That wheels are coming off now.
All right. That.
Got a guy on Dang third, it. Nobody out. And then Uribe comes up with this extraordinary defensive play. That's why I said it was a great game. Super exciting.
Yeah, and you know, people forget. I mean, that kid's only 23 years old. So for him to work out of that jam just showed a ton of poise and growth for him. So I'm super proud of him. And yeah, it was great to come out of that one ahead for sure.
See, it appears the baseball gods heard the skipper the other day and are now, you know, threw us a bone and said, okay, here's a little something for you.
Did you hear what Murph said? He said, like, well, I think he was asked about injuries and what was going to happen with Miley moving forward and Yelich and all this stuff. He said, well, look, I believe in the baseball gods. They've basically done enough to us already.
No, look, I mean, we got a long list of guys that are hurt, and that's just sort of par for the course. I mean, in baseball, we're always going to have to play through injuries, and, you know, the baseball gods come around, you know, and this team plays hard, and they play together, and I think good things happen when we do things like that.
Hey, what's your take on the uniform situation? You still hear stories from time to time, either it's players or someone complaining about the uniforms being, I don't know, not as good, a little cheaper quality. We saw that, was it Adames who tore
Adames
his pants
blew
up.
Out his,
right.
His arse.
Are you hearing from the team at all? Is there any movement that you're hearing from the league as far as what will happen with those uniforms?
I did early on. I've heard a little bit less of it. I think they've tried to make some improvements, but, you know, shoot, I mean, we'll go out there and play in a burlap sack if we're going to win. I mean, I think these guys are tough and, you know, we were looking at some old uniforms, you know, the Ty Cobb uniforms. They played in those big, scratchy wool uniforms, you know, back in the day. So they've certainly gotten better over the years for sure. So I know the guys are still looking forward to making more progress there.
You're begging us to play the Costanza bite from
yeah, the cotton.
Right. What was he, assistant to the traveling secretary?
Yes, yeah.
Was that his job with the Yankees?
Nice breathable uniforms.
Hey, one other serious thing I wanted to ask you about. I was going to do it last week, but because of the announcement that the Packers are going to play opening of the NFL season in Brazil. We had Major League Baseball opening the season. I think it was in South Korea this year. Any opportunities on the radar for the Brewers to play internationally?
Yeah, we've talked about it a number of years. I mean, you have to put in for something like that. I mean, I think it would be a great opportunity for us. I mean, you know, the one for me that stands out is the one potentially in Mexico, just because of our connection with the Cerveceros. I think that would be really cool. But look, I mean, those are really neat opportunities to share our brand and share our team with the world, you know. So I think that would be a great opportunity, and I think we'd all be up for it.
Brewers Senior Vice President and General Manager Matt Arnold on the line with us this morning. Thanks, Matt.
You got it. Thanks for having me, guys.
And the Yankees take the field.
Hey, what is with the Yankees? They look like they're having trouble running. They can't move.
It's their uniforms. They're too tight. They've shrunk. They're running like penguins. Forget this game.
Oh, my God. Mattingly just split his pants.